This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's time for a look at the jobs numbers. We have the latest numbers that came out Friday for the month of October. This would be the October jobs report, October 2023. And as always, we're happy to have with us the chief economist from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities and also a Philadelphia Phillies fan. I'm commiserating along with him. I know how he must feel. I thought the Phillies had it, y'all. This is baseball in this era. Chad Stone is with us again. Chad, how are you, buddy? You holding up okay in spite of?
I'm holding up because it's now Eagles.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. And I'm behind.
They beat Dallas.
It beat Dallas. Okay. So I know Philadelphia is rejoicing. Anytime that happens.
Yeah. It hadn't happened too much in the past, but.
In the
past decade.
Well, congratulations on that, buddy. All right. So the job market seems to be cooling off a little bit. 150,000 jobs added in the month of October.
Right. And downward revisions to the previous 2 months as well. Mm. But nevertheless, it's still a healthy jobs market. So when we're talking jobs, 150,000. We're talking about the payroll survey, which asks employers how many jobs do you have on your payroll, and that has slowed down. But that's to be expected when the economy is closing in, is very close to full employment. To just keep up with population growth, you only need about 70,000 jobs, and so we're still seeing something like very high very solid job creation, and then on the household side, which is a different survey, which asks households, what's the labor force status of people in the household? Are they working? Are they actively looking for work but haven't found a job? That means they're unemployed. Or are they out of the labor force, meaning they're not actively even looking for a job? Some of those may be discouraged, but a lot of them are retirees and people who are not interested in looking for a job. That was pretty weak, actually. There was a large loss of household jobs. Now, this is a volatile survey, a large loss of household jobs and a rise in unemployment. The unemployment rate ticked up to 3.9%, but that's still a low number. It's been 21 months under 4% unemployment, which is very solid.
Household employment fell by 348,000, you write. Unemployment rose by 146,000. As you mentioned, 1/10 of a percentage point increase in the unemployment rate. The labor force participation rate fell by only 1/10 of a percentage point. The employment to population ratio fell by 2/10 of a percentage point. So those aren't very big numbers to be concerned about.
No, as I said, this was more about the payroll side, that when the economy is closing in on full employment, job employers are not gonna keep hiring 200,000, 300,000 jobs a month because they filled most of their positions. The Fed kept interest rates where they are, but where they are is high. And market interest rates, independent of what the Fed's been doing, have increased some lately. And so that's restrictive of demand. And so that will slow down hiring and slow down employment growth. It may lead to some declines in employment, although I think this is just too big a decline to be a harbinger of things to come. The Bureau of Labor Statistics does an experimental analysis that tries to match the payroll, the household employment data to the payroll employment data by taking out the categories of jobs in the household data that are not in establishment. So if you're self-employed, you'd be in the household survey, but you would not be in the payroll survey. If you're someone who comes in to clean houses, you're in the household survey, but not in the payroll survey because the household that's hiring you is not an establishment, it's not a business establishment. And that alternative series was closer to looking like the payroll report, so than the household itself, because there were self-employed and home help and a few other categories that were not in the payroll survey or in the household survey. So the fact that the household survey had big losses is not as worrisome, but those are the facts, and that's where we are. And as you said at the beginning, it marks a cooling of the labor market, but that's what you would expect and actually would want as you're close to full employment, because you don't want to overheat the economy and make inflation start to go up again. Inflation's been coming down slowly.
Right. So. No, that's important. You mentioned too, August revised down by 62,000 jobs, September by 39,000. Are those very significant numbers themselves or no?
They're not significant in and of themselves for the reasons we've been talking about, that things are still pretty good. There are a couple of reasons why we get revisions. One is that employers are allowed 3 months to report, and not everyone gets their October data in October. So next month, there'll probably be some revisions to the October number because of more employer reports coming in. And similarly with 2 months early, for the August and September reports, you still have information coming in that wasn't there on jobs day in each of those months. And there's still some issues, I think, with getting the data in, not really COVID related anymore, but still responses to the survey, because businesses are still operating in somewhat different environment strong as a result of all the stuff that happened during COVID. It's not like we're back to leading up to 2017. Right. 19. Yeah.
Because I wonder, since you mentioned that, I wonder how much, and I don't know whether anybody's looked at this yet, how much the cultural changes when it comes to work are impacting this working from home or not. I don't know whether anybody's had a chance to look at that, but.
If you're working from home for an establishment that's in the payroll survey, which is what most people are, an awful lot of people are working from home some of the time, maybe on the week when the survey is made, and that wouldn't necessarily affect things. Working from home, if you're self-employed, is not going to affect things. So I'm not sure that it makes that much of a difference, because if you're on the payroll of a business establishment, it doesn't matter whether you're working in the office or working at home, you'll be counted as employed.
Yeah, but I guess maybe I'm answering the question by asking it. I'm wondering if, though, the surge we've been seeing, getting back to practically full employment, is because somewhat because of the preference in the workplace culture now that people do work from home. And before 2020, that was not as common.
No.
And now everybody, even some businesses that like have gone exclusively from home. So I guess I'm just wondering if that has an impact. But then by the same token, I'm sure there's some situations where people can't work from home. So that's really what I was just trying to figure out.
And there are businesses, including we're not exactly a business, the Center on Budget Policy Priorities, but we have a hybrid schedule. But there are some firms that are trying to get back to full-time schedules. You ask an interesting question. I'm not sure that I don't have a good answer for how much difference it makes. But I would reiterate that if you're working from home, you're still on the payroll. And if you were surveyed, you'd be counted as your company were surveyed, you'd be counted as on the payroll. If you're in the household survey working from home, you would have, be saying, I have a job. So I'm not sure that it makes that much difference. But the bigger point is that there's a lot of novel stuff going on in the labor market since the pandemic. Could have effects.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The demographics when it comes to employment for the month of October not changed much, pretty much by 1/10 of a percentage point for both African-American and white employees, 2/10 of a percentage point for Hispanic workers, 3/10 of a percentage point for Asian workers. So not an appreciable difference in any of those areas. African-American unemployment went up by that 1/10, Hispanic by 2/10, Asian by 3/10, white by 1/10 of a percentage point. Not a lot.
And the more salient factor is that all those unemployment rates are very close to where they were pre-pandemic. That we had real huge increase in unemployment, especially for Black and Hispanic workers in April 2020, that was the depths of the recession. So we're back, all four of those racial and ethnic groups are back very close to where they were before the pandemic, which was a strong labor market in 2019.
And now you also took a look at wage growth in the month of October. What can you tell us about what you found, Chad?
So wage growth is something that the Fed has been watching because they have reason to believe that wage growth above 3.5% over a 12-month period is a little too high to be consistent with their target inflation rate of 2%. It's a complicated argument about what that's all about, but wages have the 12-month change in the wages paid to it, this is in the payroll survey, the wages paid to jobs, to people in jobs in the payroll survey has been slowing to 4.5 and 4.4, depending upon which category of workers.
Right.
All workers on payrolls, and then there's a separate count of production and non-supervisory, in other words, non-management job. That's more like ordinary people rather than management. And each of them is down. And at those rates, 4.3 versus or 4.4, that's above the inflation rate. That's above what the CPI is likely to show being up over this rate, because the CPI is down into the threes now. So that means that even though the nominal value, the face value of your pay is coming down, the real value, once you adjust for purchasing power, because now that wage, even though lower than it used to be, is higher than inflation. Whereas back when the nominal wage growth was high, inflation was even higher. So the purchasing power is actually improved of wages. to some degree. That's encouraging. At the same time, that any wage pressure on inflation is also coming down. So in an ideal scenario, inflation come down faster than wages, but both of them decline to levels that are consistent with the Fed's target employment rate, but real wages are growing at a decent pace. That's a lot of jargon. But basically, you're worried about the purchasing power of your wages, and that's not going down anymore because the wages are lower, but inflation's lower still.
Man, I'm already seeing Christmas decorations. This stuff goes up Halloween now, right?
Yeah.
It's always interesting to look at seasonal hiring. So now, if things are cooling off, what happens as we get into the holidays? Will things start going back up again, or is this level setting cooling off just the level setting cooling off, and that's where it's going to stay?
Yeah. So there's always an increase in hiring around leading up to Christmas, and then a decrease in jobs after Christmas. That's always in the data, but to know whether the economy is running hotter or colder, the Bureau of Labor Statistics takes into account what the normal amount would be and looks to see whether the actual count is higher or lower. If it's higher, then that's a gain in jobs and that's an indication of health. But it's not just that, because it always happens. That's not a concern because those cycles come and go. But if the growth in the holiday season is better than expected based on seasonal factors, that's a sign of strong growth. If it's less than expected under less than normal seasonal amounts, then that suggests weakness. But it's the seasonally adjusted matters, because we know there'll be an increase in hiring. The question is how much. And if it's high, we don't know that yet, what it will be. That means the job market is still pretty hot. If it's more in line with normal seasonal factors, then that would say that it's not a particularly hot holiday season. But I expect that consumers are doing pretty well. Real wages are up, as we were talking about, so that people are going to want to be doing their Christmas shopping. And I would guess that we'll have favorable job growth and economic growth this in the fourth quarter of the year, holiday season.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With the October 2023 jobs report, Chad Stone once again, chief economist for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Thanks as always, my friend.
Yep, always great to be here, Mark. Take care.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.